You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This segment is brought to you by Omnia, your agriculture partner for more than 70 years. So about a month ago, towards the end of June, possibly the start of July, we had a conversation with the table grape industry looking at the challenges they've been facing with ports like the Port of Cape Town and the impact that has been having on export productivity. Just today, the minister in the Department of Transport has been engaging with Transnet and the other industry stakeholders around how it is that we address some of the bottlenecks that have been plaguing the Port of Cape Town and other ports. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail once again with the Chief Executive Officer of the South African Table Grape Industry, Misha Petersen. She joins me on the line again to take a look at this matter. Misha, lovely having you back on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. I understand you were in the meeting with Minister Creasy and the other stakeholders, taking a look at how it is that we deal with the challenges that confront the Port of Cape Town, a port that is important to not only your association, but other exporters in the country. Tell us about that meeting and just give us a sense of what was on the agenda.
Yeah, good evening, Jimmy. Thank you. So today was an important conversation. I think it is important that we start off the departure point centered around how we better work together as role players to achieve more streamlined operations at the port and ultimately get fruit in the market in desired windows. So with that, you know, there are various engagements that happen at different levels. Today was a ministerial engagement, and I believe that's important. We had the minister with senior Transnet leadership there, and it's very good to create an understanding and also accountability at different levels. So what I can share is that there were three commitments that came from the minister's desk today. Number one, in the immediate term, we will establish a stakeholder forum with execution authority to promote integration. So this forum will be focused on the gate, the stack, and the vessel, which are three key components at the port operations. And the idea is to support agile decision-making. It will comprise Transnet port terminals, shipping lines, and freight forwarders. Then in terms of season readiness, quite an important one for us in the grape context, it was agreed that there will be a strategy in place to effectively utilize the wider port networks, including those outside of Cape Town. And what that means is proactively planning to divert cargo to other ports, which helps us mitigate factors that constrain efficiency, such as weather. Thirdly, in the longer term, Transnet will have a look at their digital agenda with the aim of creating platforms that can give us greater visibility of shared data. And this is important to drive data-driven decisions across the value chain.
These sound like very important improvements and commitments that have been made here. Misha, if we are looking at these commitments and we're looking at where we currently find ourselves with the challenges that we've been looking to address, where do some of the risks still remain outside of these commitments?
Yeah, so look, there's quite a lot of plans in motion, but they will still need to be implemented operationally, and there's a way to go for that. In my opinion, some of the biggest risks that we face, especially during the deciduous season when we've got peak volumes, so unpredictable weather. I think climate change is becoming more and more evident and relevant. Second to that is labor planning, and then third, equipment reliability and breakdowns. So in terms of those risks, the port did outline plans around these today. So in terms of labor, they have something in place to avoid absenteeism that was prevalent in the previous season. And you need that because you don't want to have fewer teams than are required. So with that, they're employing more people. They shared that they have recruited and they're busy with more recruitment. And their plan is to get backup operational staff from PE and Durban to help in Cape Town. So that should make a difference. And then in terms of equipment, there's a number of things ongoing with some new equipment that has been ordered and with working with the original equipment manufacturers in terms of fixing things that need to be fixed. In terms of the unpredictable weather, that's something no one can foresee, but this is where the diversion strategy becomes extremely important, especially during the peak deciduous season. In the grape context, we saw a big increase of diversions via the Eastern Cape ports last season, and I do expect to see that again this season.
Misha, last time you and I spoke, we spoke about the fact that some of the export highly perishable products, and I want to take a look at whether or not that's been addressed. Do we have any special measures that might be considered at this stage or that have been mentioned at this stage around how we deal with those highly perishable products, especially where they might have strict international delivery deadlines? How do we deal with that? Because that could be more time sensitive than perhaps some of the other exporters, understanding, of course, that by and large, a lot of our agricultural exports are perishable in their very nature.
Yeah, Jimmy, so grapes definitely falls into that category, highly perishable. Stone fruit also falls into that category. For example, plums, extremely perishable. And I think this is where planning and streamlining operations becomes really important. Typically in a port operation, there are three key areas that you need to look at. So that is the gate, the stack, and the vessel. If either one of those stop working, it causes a bottleneck or a backlog somewhere else down the line. And what you ideally want is to keep fluidity. So at the gate, what we mean is there shouldn't be long queues of trucks. Trucks that have an appointment should come in. It should be a streamlined, easy process, offload your cargo and leave. Stacks should be loaded and offloaded, you know, in good time so that the vessel can sail. And that's what we need to make sure that perishable products maintain the cold chain. That's key. And that the ship sails on time with all the cargo that should be packed on that ship. That is how we ensure that we keep our market windows and our commitments with our programs. So I know it's a lot of big words, but the conversations today centered around how the port can streamline their operations inside the port and how industry can support them with the parts that we manage the value chain outside of the port. And we all really need to do our bit to see an improvement this season.
It's all about working together to ensure that we are able to access these new markets and maintain our competitive advantage in these markets if we are to expand our agricultural sector into the global landscape. We'll have to leave the conversation on that note. Chief Executive Officer of the South African Table Grape Industry, Misha Peterson, joining us to take a look at the meetings held with the Department of Transport and Transnet on how it is that we improve logistical infrastructure to get agricultural exports into the world. The segment was brought to you by Omnia. Your harvest, our greatest achievement.
Did you know? A soil sample gives you a comprehensive understanding of your soil. Through soil, sap, and leaf analysis, Omnia helps turn data into practical, producer-relevant recommendations. Because when you understand your soil properly, you can make better decisions in the field. Omnia Nutriology. Better farming starts with understanding your soil.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.